Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about how the Trump administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services basically is warning pregnant women that taking Tylenol, taking acetaminophen when pregnant, basically creates increases the risk of autism developing in kids. And, of course, the left, like they typically do, anything that Trump says, they have to do the opposite. And so, no joke, Breitbart News has this story where you've got these liberal women that are now downing all sorts of Tylenol pills just to stick it to Donald Trump. You got pregnant liberal women that are they're consuming a pile of Tylenol pills just to stick it to President Donald J. Trump. I mean, that's a very severe case of Trump derangement syndrome there, isn't it? But anyway, the other point that I made is it's like wow, two things can both be true here. You can, one, want to prevent autism in kids, and you can also simultaneously, number two, believe that people with autism are great. You can love people with autism. You can love kids with autism, but also want to prevent autism, right? Both things can be true, can they not? But not according to those suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. No. And you see the virtue signaling that was going on in the wake of this news coming out of the Department of Health and Human Services and more. But the other point that I made is, you know, the abortion pill is very harmful to women. There's a lot of life-threatening risks. And there's women that have lost their lives because of taking the abortion pill. And of course, the liberal media will lie about the abortion pill. They will suppress this evidence. They don't want to tell you about that because they are in the back pocket of the abortion lobby. Because the abortion lobby, they want to profit off of this stuff. They want to continue to push abortion. And so they don't want anything negative about their abortion pill because that threatens their funding stream here. Anyway, Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines sent a guest opinion column out that apparently is now being published in the Lee newspapers talking about how the abortion pill is harmful to women. And he even called out the Lee newspapers here in Montana for ignoring these facts about the harm to women from the abortion pill. And called them out for instead choosing to use pro-abortion sources to denounce this evidence as being, quote, flawed. Senator Steve Daines saying, quote, by doing so, they misrepresent the dangers of the abortion pill to thousands of Montana women. Senator Daines saying that he is encouraged by President Trump and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's promises to look into this issue. But we'll give you some of the data and some of the facts here coming up right after the break. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the region for today, high temperatures stay around 80 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet, with lows in the upper 40s to the lower 50s. And then the outlook for Thursday does call for more sunshine and high temperatures back in the lower to middle 80s. Clear skies continue Thursday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. New medical guidelines warn pregnant women to avoid cannabis. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists urging expectant mothers to stay away from products containing cannabis, which is linked to poor birth outcomes and developmental delays in children. Researchers say THC, the psychoactive compound in cannabis, can cross the placenta and also transfer into breast milk. The medical group is also urging doctors to ask all patients about marijuana use before, during, and after pregnancy. The recommendations come after a recent study found cannabis use among pregnant women more than doubled between 2017 and 2022. That study was the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, published annually by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Some of the reasons women are using marijuana while pregnant: to deal with stress and anxiety, as well as nausea and pain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here. So I'm going to read some highlights here from the op-ed, the guest opinion piece from Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines. He says this: the abortion pill, easily sold over the counter at the local drugstore or shipped out by mail, causes traumatic adverse effects for the women who take it. Yet the federal government lauds the pill as safe. Pro-abortion advocates call it safe as Tylenol, despite overwhelming evidence showing otherwise. There is evidence that proves mifepristone is not safe, with numerous women reporting experiences of hemorrhaging, sepsis, and infection. But because of lies pushed by pro-abortion advocates, what was once looked at as taboo is now performed on demand at any cost, flaunted, and even deemed a triumphant advance of our society. By repeating these claims, the very people who claim to care about women's health endanger the lives of countless women in Montana and throughout the country. A new study by the Ethics and Public Policy Center, the EPPC, assessed the health insurance claims of over 865,000 mifepristone prescriptions from 2017 to 2023. The insurance claims showed that nearly 11% of women who used mifepristone experienced serious adverse effects. This is 22 times higher than the Food and Drug Administration estimates. The data is a reflection of real-world insurance claims from real women who have used mifepristone. Clearly, the evidence shows this pill can have devastating impacts. And then that's when Senator Steve Daines then added this: unfortunately, the Lee, Montana newspapers ignored these facts in a recent article and instead chose to use pro-abortion sources to denounce this evidence from EPPC as flawed. By doing so, they misrepresent the dangers of the abortion pill to thousands of Montana women. Senator Steve Daines then added this: I am encouraged by President Trump and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's promises to look into this issue, and I'll continue to work with the administration to protect women and fight for the most vulnerable in our society. I am confident that with continued advocacy about the dangers of mifepristone, coupled with the efforts of pro-life groups across Montana, we will once again return to a point where our culture respects the dignity in every life, born and unborn, and where abortion is unthinkable. That was the op-ed there by Senator Steve Daines. But yeah, I made this point yesterday on this show. That's why I appreciated seeing this full guest opinion column from Senator Steve Daines. Because look at the response that you're seeing from this announcement yesterday, warning, you know, pregnant women from using Tylenol while they're pregnant, saying that it could increase autism. And now Breitbart News has this story about all these liberal women, all these pregnant liberal women, which there's fewer and fewer pregnant liberal women all the time, because the data shows that a lot of liberals are not having kids. More conservatives are having kids because a lot of these liberals are believing the climate change alarmists, and they're going with the climate change alarmists, and they're saying, well, I can't have kids because of climate change. And so they're not having kids, right? And then now we're seeing, you know, some of these liberal women that are having kids, that are pregnant, are downing Tylenol to stick it to Donald Trump. It's just like, what are you doing? You people are nuts here. But let's go back to this. And so the point that I made yesterday was like, it's the same thing, but on a much different, scale, of course, here with the abortion pill. They are so intent on pushing their abortion mill agenda. They are so intent on profiting off of abortion that they refuse to acknowledge the harm that can be done to women. And this was one of the problems. I mean, let's just take the word abortion out of it for a second here. If you want to just avoid the pro-life versus, pro-abortion debate altogether, just take the word abortion out of here altogether. If there is a pill that they want to ship in the mail or easily provide through vending machines. Remember, some of these folks on the left want vending machines in your kid's school with the abortion pill in it, right? But yet it can lead to severe consequences, hemorrhaging, sepsis, and an infection. There was a woman in Canada that just died. I think it was last week I saw this story. But no, don't tell anybody about it. Again, take the word abortion out of it if you want to. If there was a pill that was being shipped in the mail and it was leading to a whole bunch of cases of hemorrhaging, sepsis, and infection, would you at least want to warn people about it? Would you at least want to say, hey, heads up, ladies, here's some potential side effects. There's been a lot of cases of these. Just really be cautious before you take this pill. Or frankly, maybe if you're going to use that pill, maybe you should do it under the supervision of a doctor and not just get it sent to you out in the mail or purchased from a vending machine. But these people are so deranged, they are so desperate at pushing their agenda and normalizing their agenda that they don't care what the outcomes are. They don't care what the consequences are, because they're profiting off of this stuff politically, culturally, and financially. All right, let's go to Steve and Ballantyne coming up right after the break.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Over the past year, Gen Z has seen its credit scores fall more than any other generation, mostly due to student loan debt, according to FICO. Between student loans, a challenging job market, and high inflation, young consumers are struggling to make payments on time. But at the same time, they also have the advantage of having the most potential for score improvement. For Gen Z, there are ways of boosting credit scores back up, like making sure you know what your credit score is. Whether it's good or not, great, it can help you make a plan for the future and pay on time. This is one of the most critical factors, whether you're paying the minimum payment or the full balance. And keeping credit utilization low and avoiding acquiring new debt. Credit utilization is the percentage of the credit you're currently using from across all your available credit. While a low percentage is good for your credit score, it's best that it's not at zero. Instead, experts recommend you keep it between 10 to 30%. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Well, the report cards are in, and let's just say the grades are not looking good. Yeah, I know school just got back to session, but we're talking about the report card when it comes to our nation's public schools. That's what we're going to talk about on Thursday's Montana Talks. But first, let's talk about the roadless rule, the rescission of the roadless rule. That's what we're going to get to on Wednesday. It's important for our timber industry, but it's also important for public access. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. A Republican state attorney general is fighting to keep recently overturned gun laws on the books in his state. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimetti wants a state appeals court to stay a ruling from a lower court that said Tennessee's so-called going armed law was unconstitutional. Gun Owners of America sued over that law, which, despite the state dropping its permitting requirements, still criminalized the act of carrying one's firearms, in many cases, even on one's own property. Scrimetti is a Republican, which has some Second Amendment adherents confused. Meanwhile, last week in Florida, a mid-level state appeals court overturned the state's ban on open carry following a lawsuit by a man arrested for having a holstered handgun visible. And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer cheers the decision, calling Florida open carry the law of the land. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordland.
During the month of August, the 24 major milk-producing U.S. states produced over 18 billion pounds, up 3.3% from 2024. Production per cow in these regions averaged 2,068 pounds for August, 28 pounds above last year. The number of milk cows in these regions was just over 9.08 million head, 172,000 more than last year, and 7,000 head above July 2025. U.S. egg production also totaled 8.9 billion eggs in August, 2% below 2024. Production included over 7.6 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs. As we look to cattle prices compared to last week, steers and heifers sold $5 to $10 lower. I haven't said that in a while. Going through the ring, they were about $5 to $10 lower as demand was moderate to good and moderate supply was seen. Buyers built loads as smaller packages are finding their way to the marketplace and taking a few pennies off per pound for those smaller lots. Across the north central region, including Montana, 600 to 700 pound steers this week were priced at $3.99 a pound, down from $4.10 the previous week. 7 to 8 weights priced at $3.76 a pound. I'm Lane Nordland.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky. Montana Talks.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. Steve in Ballantyne, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, it's to do with the left, you know, where they're saying that, you know, they're just mocking President Trump and, you know, saying on the Tylenol thing. Just look at what they were doing 3-4 years ago. The borders are safe. The borders are secure. You know, and there was video evidence in front of their faces that the borders weren't secure, okay? And Trump comes in and just shuts them down. They just don't want anything to do with common sense. And when my wife was pregnant, she did everything by the book. Everything, because it's only 9 months out of their life to produce a child and get one, trying to produce one that's healthy. That's all I got to say. They're deranged.
Well, they are. I mean, pregnant liberal women downing Tylenol just so they can stick it to Donald J. Trump. I mean, give me a break. It's just insane. Steve, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. You know, speaking of climate change, I was talking, you know, just before the break about how it's frankly, you know, liberal women, liberal families, period, are having fewer kids. The numbers bear it out. We talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago. Conservative families are having more kids. And this isn't just an American phenomenon. This is, you know, these numbers bear out where, you know, left-wing families are having fewer kids, if any kids at all. Conservative families are having more kids. Why would it shock you that left-wing families are having fewer kids? I mean, they have bought into this lie that having kids is going to destroy the planet, is going to destroy the world, right? So, of course, they're having fewer kids. But then, of course, they'll brag about the the three or four dogs they've got in the back of their hatchback as they drive wherever they're driving in their fossil fuel burning vehicle, right? And so it's like, you're not having kids because of climate change, but yet didn't you get the report that also said that having a family pet also contributes to climate change? I guess they missed that memo, but yeah, maybe they'll get to that one eventually as well here. Anyway, this takes us back to what President Trump had to say at the United Nations headquarters in New York yesterday. Alex Brusewitz, you guys might remember him. He came out to Montana and spoke at a few events. He's been very close to President Trump. He's another young man, kind of like a Charlie Kirk, that's been very close to the Trump family, Donald Trump Jr. and crew. He said this on X: President Trump totally exposed the climate change hoax. First, they peddled global cooling. Then it morphed into global warming. Now it's conveniently labeled climate change to mask the obvious. The climate has always changed and always will. Nations chasing this green agenda are crippling their economies and hurting their people, driving their countries towards ruin. And then he shared this soundbite from President Trump's speech at the UN yesterday.
In 1982, the executive director of the United Nations Environmental Program predicted that by the year 2000, climate change would cause a global catastrophe. He said that it will be irreversible, as any nuclear holocaust would be. This is what they said at the United Nations. What happened? Here we are. Another UN official stated in 1989 that within a decade, entire nations could be wiped off the map by global warming. Not happening. You know, it used to be global cooling. If you look back years ago in the 1920s and the 1930s, they said global cooling will kill the world. We have to do something. Then they said global warming will kill the world. But then it started getting cooler, so now they could just call it climate change, because that way they can't miss climate change. Because if it goes higher or lower, whatever the hell happens, this climate change, it's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion. Climate change, no matter what happens, you're involved in that. No more global warming, no more global cooling. All of these predictions made by the United Nations and many others, often for bad reasons, were wrong. They were made by stupid people. But of course, their country's fortunes, and given those same countries no chance for success.
Yeah, you know, remember when they had these signs at Glacier National Park? The glaciers are melting, the glaciers are melting, the glaciers are melting. Yeah, they've been melting for a very long time. The entire park, the reason it's as beautiful as it is, the reason you have those jagged peaks in Glacier National Park in Montana is because they were carved out by melting glaciers that have been melting for a very long time. But they had these signs in Glacier National Park, and then they quietly removed them back in 2020 during the COVID excuse that said the glaciers were going to be gone by 2020. They quietly removed those were for his own failed show. The tears weren't for his pathetic attacks on Charlie Kirk, or his pathetic attempt to somehow blame conservatives for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We all know those tears were for himself and his own failed show. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. In addition to his address at the UN headquarters, at the UN General Assembly yesterday in New York City, President Trump also did a series of sit-down meetings with world leaders. Saw a great photo of him with Argentinian President Javier Milei and so many others. But at one point, I forget which world leader he was sitting with. Actually, yeah, let me see. Was this during a press conference, or was this? No, this was actually while he was speaking at the podium during the UN General Assembly. But he called out the fake news. The Trump War Room called out the fake news. You know, we talked about the climate change hoax just a minute or so ago. But he also talked about the southern border. In fact, I'm checking in on X here. I've got a message from I've got a message on X here from, or not a message, it's a notification here. Free Northman on X. He actually called into the show in the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. Lives in Eureka. But he also talked about, or he said this. He said, Trump's speech at the UN was epic. Trump called out how they financed the invasion of our southern border. We need to be out of the UN.
Previous administration also lost nearly 300,000 children. Think of that. They lost more than 300,000 children, little children, who were trafficked into the United States on the Biden watch, many of whom have been raped, exploited, and abused, and sold. Sold. Nobody talks about that. The fake news doesn't write about it. With many others, young children, who are missing or dead. And we found a lot of these children and we're sending them back, and we've been sending them back to their parents. They said, nobody knows who they are. They said, where do you come from? And they'll give us a country, and we'll find out, and we'll figure it out, and we'll bring them back to their homes. And the mother and father rush to the door, and their tears in their eyes. They can't believe that they're seeing their son or daughter, their little son or daughter again. We've done almost 30,000 of them so far. Any system that results in the mass trafficking of children is inherently evil. Yet that is exactly what the globalist migration agenda has done, and it's what it's all about.
Yeah, and when those 300,000-plus kids went missing and were likely in the arms of, many of them likely in the arms of sex traffickers or other human traffickers, the left cheered it on. The left wanted more of it. The same left in America that tells pregnant women, keep taking Tylenol. And tells those same liberal women, and then after your baby's born, sterilize your kid, all in the name of the transgender agenda.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, Clint in Bozeman, stand by. We'll get to you here in just a second. Plus, if you're listening and you want to jump in on the conversation, you can call right now. Get in the queue as well. We've got phone lines open for a few more minutes here this hour of the show. First up, though, let's go to Matt in Columbia Falls. Matt, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Aaron. Keep bouncing in and off of climate change here, and right now, while it's a quiet topic, it's certainly going to come back. And the huge part of that is combating that is being educated. Part of the discussion that is just completely left out is the shifting of the polls. You can Google it. You can get on multiple different government, non-government websites and entities that track it, and the acceleration of the shift of the North Pole is literally pushing the continental U.S. more towards the equator every year by a tune of about 30 to 50 miles, and that's been accelerating since 1990. It explains the phenomenon of warming around the world, especially in the U.S., and then that's the magnetic poles and all that. I mean, there, you can look at some of the other things that are happening in our world and our society and see the signs of that, increase in mental illnesses, things like that. So many things. You get into behaviors of animals, things of that nature, because we are magnetic beings. But regardless, the pole is shifting. The continental U.S. is moving closer to the equator. Therefore, we are getting warmer. And that's just not part of the conversation. But when global warming does come back up and climate change does come back up, being prepared for that conversation is a huge thing.
Well, at the end of the day, the climate has been changing for quite some time. I mean, after the historic floods of, what was it, 2022? Is that when the big floods hit the, you know, the Gardner, Yellowstone National Park area, down through Paradise Valley, the Red Lodge area? Of course, all of the Beartooth Front got hit by those big floods in 2022. And I remember when the FEMA director at the time, the FEMA administrator, traveled to Red Lodge to talk about, you know, reopening the Beartooth Pass, et cetera, and fixing some of the Yellowstone infrastructure. I remember walking with some of the local leadership there in Red Lodge because we were just walking along the banks of the river and you know, touring just some of the damage and the destruction from when the flooding hit Red Lodge. And we were talking about all of the sea, creatures and the fossils that you can find in and around Red Lodge that showed that Red Lodge was covered under an entire ocean once upon a time. And again, this goes back to what I was saying about Glacier National Park. You know, now that the summer's over, it's not as big of a topic of concern. But in the heat of the summer, you hear people complaining all the time, oh, you got to have a reservation to drive into Glacier National Park. Because, you know, when I was a kid, living in Whitefish and in the Flathead Valley with my dad in the summertime, it was like you could just go to Glacier whenever you wanted. It was so cool. Just like, yeah, it's Glacier National Park. It's your park. Go through it. Now you have to have these reservations. And so, but I did a tour with, I think it's the Glacier Institute, whatever the educational arm is of Glacier National Park. I think it's the Glacier Institute. And it was a really cool tour because, one, if you do a tour with them, then you're using their gas money instead of your gas money. You have a really cool tour guide that can, you know, tell you about everything you're seeing as you make the trip through Glacier National Park. And then you don't need a reservation because they have access to the park, right? And so, he was just talking about how, you know, everything had been carved out. The tiny amount of glaciers that remain. Glacier is not called Glacier National Park because it's covered in glaciers. It's called Glacier National Park because it was carved out by the melting of glaciers for hundreds, thousands of years. Anyway, Matt, thanks for the call. Let's see. Caden, go ahead and send us our next caller on the phone lines. I think we've got Clint in Bozeman that'll be patched through to us next here. Yeah, there he is. All right. Clint in Bozeman, I think, if I remember right, 90 years young. So you've seen a bit of climate change in your years, I'll bet, Clint.
Well, I sure have, Aaron. The thing that's happening to us, most people don't understand this, and I'll try to explain it to the best of my knowledge. The Earth tips one way or the other as it goes around, okay? And it's called precession. Now, I'm a pilot, and when pilots fly, they have to set a course from true north to whatever. Well, you have what they call deviation. You could fly true north, but you won't go where you're supposed to go. So you got to have the deviation, and the deviation is caused by the Earth tipping, you know, and it's called precession. That's one thing. Now, the next thing I want to say, and that's what the climate, that's your climate change as the Earth tips one way or the other. And the next thing I want to address is this. I've lived in the Gallatin Valley and Madison Valley, and I've had some land in Marr County. And these folks that have these nice homes here are paying a fortune in taxes here in Gallatin Valley.
You don't even have to have a nice home. You could have a not-so-nice home, and you're paying a fortune in taxes, right?
Well, I'll give you two examples, and then I'll shut up. I got a friend of mine that has a home here in Bull Run. His taxes are $19,000 a year. I got another friend of mine that's been here forever. I mean, the family, some of the founders of this valley, their taxes are $75,000 to $80,000 a year in taxes for their land. Now, what has happened? What has happened? Everything that we buy, sell, trade, whatever, it's all taxed. Even the air we breathe through a carbon tax. Now, it's going to have to stop because a lot of these farmers and ranchers and landowners and landlords in Bozeman can't afford this stuff. And they're selling their homes at these high prices and having to leave the very county are in the very state that they helped build.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's terrible.
It's tragic. It is absolutely tragic. I mean, that's why I'm so glad that the Republican Congress and President Trump ended the death tax once and for all and prevented the largest tax increase in history, because then when you add the death tax on top of it, isn't it just interesting that the very same leftists who claim, who want to blame agriculture for climate change, you know, Brian Massard with Reminisce Angus Ranch, one of the great points he's made on this show before is he says, actually, you want to come look at my ranch? He says, you come look at my ranch and you're going to see the largest carbon sequestration project that you can go find because of all of the grassland that is preserved and some of the forest land as well. Because obviously, you know, not all ranches are all grassland. There's a lot of trees out there as well. And so they look at agriculture and they want to shut it down. And they'll blame agriculture for climate change. When if they actually think that carbon dioxide is what is causing the problem, well, these farmers and ranchers with the crops they grow, with the grass they maintain and the grassland that they grow to support their production agriculture actually is a carbon sequestration project. But see, the left doesn't care about that because, see, the left wants to shut you down. The whole point of the Endangered Species Act is not to protect endangered species. If it was about protecting endangered species, the grizzlies would have been removed from the Endangered Species Act a long time ago. The point of the Endangered Species Act and why they refuse to reform the Endangered Species Act is that they don't want you here. They want to replace you. They don't want those ranchers out there in central or northeastern Montana. They want to replace you. And the very same climate alarmist leftists who want to put agriculture out of business are the same people running the Bozeman City Commission that make it so hard to build inside the city limits that what ends up happening? You end up having to tear up the agriculture ground in order to build more housing subdivisions because it's harder to build inside the city limits. And you see that pattern repeated all across the state in the larger cities and towns in particular, especially if they're a Democrat-run city council or city commission, for example. All right, Clint, thanks for the call. Always great to hear from you. Always great to get your many years of insight. Let's see. I think we've got a guest coming up right after this, if I'm not mistaken. So stand by. Quick guest coming up, I think, from the Nile. I think we've got our friends from the Northern International Livestock Exposition joining us right after this. And then a great guest kicking off the 8 o'clock hour as well. I caught up with him at the Western Congressional Caucus meetings in Whitefish about a month or two ago now.
If you use Babbel, you will. Babbel's conversation-based techniques teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world, with lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers. Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at Babbel.com/Spotify. Spelled Babbel.com/Spotify. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fox News commentary.
A Michigan mayor told an American citizen he's not welcome in his own city. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
At a Dearborn City Council meeting, a longtime resident and American citizen stood up and voiced concern over newly installed street signs honoring Osama Sablani, publisher of the Arab American News. He pointed out that Sablani has a history of praising terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Hamas and shouldn't be honored. While Dearborn's Mayor Abdullah Hamoud, a public servant who's supposed to represent all of Dearborn, not just its Muslim population, unloaded on him. He called him a racist and an Islamophobe, and he had the audacity to tell an American citizen he's not welcome in his own city. city for daring to question whether taxpayer-funded honors should go to someone with a history of praising anti-American terrorist groups. That's not just offensive, it's BS. When an elected official tells dissenting citizens to get out because they disagree with him, that is not leadership. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the region for today, high temperatures stay around 80 in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, clear and quiet, with lows in the upper 40s to the lower 50s. And then the outlook for Thursday does call for more sunshine and high temperatures back in the lower to middle 80s. Clear skies continue Thursday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Death threats, protests, throwing plywood at Border Patrol vehicles, doxing agents, blocking traffic on Highway 93. This is some of what the deranged left-wing Border Patrol protesters have been up to in Whitefish. But is there an Antifa connection? I threw that question to Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA here in Montana. Her answer and much more. Check
to Google Amber Earn online at listwithamber.com, listwithamber.com, and you can start packing.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Caden, go ahead and patch our next guest down through to the system here so we can get her on the program for us. All right, there we go. Yeah, great to have Shelby Shaw with the Nile, the Northern International Livestock Exposition, on the program with us. Of course, you guys remember how big of an event it was back in August for Rodeo Billings and the first outdoor rodeo in quite some time. Incredible event. And, of course, back then we got to catch up with the Nile, talking about that and so much more. But Shelby, there are a bunch of great events coming up right around the corner. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Aaron. We are 3 weeks from Stock Show here in Billings, and it is getting awful busy around here.
Yeah, describe the Stock Show for folks who've never been a part of it or never gotten to see it before.
Absolutely. So the Nile Stock Show happens every year in October. We are October 10th through the 18th this year. And we will have everything from our kickoff concert of Ian Munsick and Ned Ledoux on October the 9th, all the way to ranch rodeo at the end of the week. Livestock events will be sprinkled in all throughout those 10 days. And then, of course, our horse events and horse sale as well.
Well, and I know, you know, David Allen, the general manager for the Nile, he always likes to put on a good show, as you all proved with Rodeo Billings back in August. So I know he wants to just always do bigger, better things all the time. Talk about how you see just the Nile continuing to improve, continuing to expand the Stock Show and all these other events.
Sure, of course. So with Rodeo Billings being in August, that opened up the weekend, which was our PRCA rodeo, the Nile Rodeo, obviously rebranded. And so that is where the concert of Ian Munsick and Ned Ledoux fits in very well. Of course, two Wyoming cowboys that are coming home, if you will, not far from their roots there in the cowboy state. And we're sure excited to have them kick off the show like we haven't had before. So that obviously offers a whole new avenue for us here at the Nile. But then, of course, we always are looking for ways to expand the Stock Show in other directions. And this year we have a brand new event for cattle exhibitors, mainly our youth cattle exhibitors, in a prospect steer and heifer show. These are for the kids that are just now getting their projects for next year's county fairs or state fairs. So these are calves just coming to them, and they can enter up and show here at Nile before the weather gets cold, and we're sure excited about that.
I was going to say, you know, it was fun having the rodeo outdoors under the lights. I got to be there for the Friday night event, but now, you know, it's been a really nice September across Montana, but as we start to get to mid-October and later in October, it's like, okay, nice to see some more indoor events getting on the calendar now. That's the time for it, right?
It is. It sure is. And, you know, we're still going to utilize that outdoor facility that was built here on Metro Park for our Ranch Rodeo Preliminaries on Friday the 17th. So folks can come down and see the new facility in action. It's free of charge to come and watch the 30 teams vying for the top eight spots. But then, of course, step inside to the First Interstate Arena on Saturday the 18th for the finals, along with Kyle Shove and the Whatcom Boys at the end of that event.
Nice. All right. He's making the trip down from Lewistown. That'll be fun. Concert tickets still available. How can folks get tickets for any and all of the above that you just mentioned? We got about 30 seconds to go.
Absolutely. So visit MetroPark.com for your Ian Munsick and Ned Ledoux tickets, as well as those Ranch Rodeo final tickets. All of those options are available. We also have some VIP tickets coming on sale, so be watching for those as well.
All right. Well, Shelby, great to have you on the show. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, appreciate it. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the program, this is a guest that we got to have on the show when we were broadcasting live from the Western Congressional Caucus meetings that took place in Whitefish earlier this summer. And anyway, we were talking about the Chevron decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court. Very important conversation. We're going to follow up with that and more coming up right after this.
A message from Fire Safe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland-urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.